We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut, bored with the same takeout options, or eaten a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland's drinking rate has been steadily declining for decades now. In fact, according to the recent OECD data, Irish people aren't even in the top one-third of drinkers globally. But as alcohol use has trended down, loneliness has trended up, particularly among young people. So is there a social toll to be paid for our increasingly sober society? And is there a defence to be made for moderate drinking? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Could I please get a glass of white wine, whenever you're ready?
It's 6 o'clock in a pub in Dublin city centre, and setting the scene are some of the usual suspects. There's an older gentleman at the bar, some women having a quiet one in the corner, and of course the inevitable tourists posing with a pint of Guinness. But in this tidy crowd, there's something distinctly amiss.
I wouldn't be throwing the drink, and like, I'd be just training more. I think people are more focused on health, doing saunas, going for coffee, that kind of stuff.
You're out for
hot chocolate.
I have a few friends who don't drink at all. I've gone through periods of sobriety as well.
Irish young people are turning away from alcohol. In fact, just 27% of those aged 18 to 24 drink alcohol weekly, versus 56% of 55 to 64-year-olds.
Yes, a pint is good, and it's a good crack, obviously, but, like, you don't need alcohol to have fun.
I think it's money, I'm going to be real. We'd be out every night if we had money to do it.
We don't have 24-hour public transport, and that's a huge issue. Other cities, like, you can go out and then you can get home for, like, £1.50 on the metro, and not here.
Considering the WHO now says no amount of alcohol is safe to drink, surely this is a good thing. But with loneliness on the rise among Generation Sober too, is there anything to be said for a return to social drinking?
If you're not going out drinking with a lot of your course mates, you're not particularly as open to making friends.
People find it easier to make friends while drinking and socialising drinking rather than doing it sober. Like,
more for social sort of juices flowing, I think is definitely a couple of pints does help with that, yeah.
Could moderate alcohol intake be better for your mental health than none at all?
Okay, well, first of all, cheers, Judy.
Oh, cheers.
Joining me for a drink is Judy Wong, a holistic artist and educator who works with young people.
What I've learned, even just working with younger people, the younger generation, and just reading from their feedback, is that they are lonely. They are very lonely. Social media is capitalized on everything. TikTok, everything. It's all these different distractions that are warping them. They've lost even eye contact. They've lost the urge to sit up and, like, look around them, and so they feel even more like shrinking into their little cocoon, and they have nowhere to kind of offload, to kind of really respond to their loneliness. There's a big rise to, like, healthy fitness, like going to the gym, and that's where they're finding maybe their social connection, but they're not talking to each other. It's not an environment where you chat. It's an environment to, like, get fit and do your reps. You're with people, but you're not with people.
Judy's relationship with social isolation is a personal one, and something she explores in her podcast, The Lonely Gal.
I guess I came home one day and I just felt extremely lonely, and I just thought, I don't really want to reach out to anybody to really share. I decided I would create a new Instagram account. I was able to kind of say something on my new Instagram stories, which was called thelonelygal_. And I think that was my intention. But I didn't realize it was connected to my Facebook.
Oh.
And a couple of friends had messaged and asked if I was okay. And this one particular friend, he felt the same way. He felt lonely too. He was in that lonely space after breaking up with somebody. And he resonated. And that's when the idea was born to do a podcast.
The health impacts of alcohol are well studied. Long-term use or abuse can cause certain cancers, heart disease, stroke. But loneliness comes with its own risks too.
There is research linking loneliness, I suppose, to cognitive decline as well. And there's research that links loneliness and also social isolation, which is different but related, to mortality. And loneliness has also been linked quite repeatedly to mortality from cardiovascular disease.
Dr. Anne-Marie Craven is from the Department of Psychology at the University of Limerick.
The EU-wide survey of loneliness conducted a few years ago placed Ireland at top of the countries in the EU in terms of the number of people who quite commonly felt lonely. So about 20% of us reported feeling lonely in that survey. A lot of our socialisation was historically centred around alcohol, the GAA, and church activities, of course. So when you remove alcohol from that equation, there's an opportunity there perhaps that's now missed in terms of socialisation. And I would say, of course, it's positive that people are choosing healthier activities to socialise around instead of alcohol use. But of course, when we lose a rural pub, right, we lose a third space. And what do I mean by a third space? I mean a place that isn't home and that isn't work, where you can just go and be around people. And that kind of space is really, really important. People feel less lonely when they're around other people. You don't always want to be talking to people. You don't always have to want to meet your best friend. But sometimes all we need is to be around other people. And I see a lack of that in Ireland because we have a much stronger cafe culture than we would have had before. But a lot of these places are closing in the mid to late afternoon. So when you think about that evening period, right, when most people are finished work, if you're working a 9-to-5, where do you go where you can simply be and be around other people and have that kind of low level social experience, or a deeper one if you want? We don't have that as much. And I think probably changing patterns of alcohol consumption are probably related to this, that we're not spending time with each other in the same way. Now, we can still do that without alcohol, but I don't think we really have the physical structures that enable that at the moment.
There have never been more people eating alone in most Western countries than there are today. Never been more people living alone than there are today. So that is a risk to our mental health and our social development. Alcohol may be part of the solution for some, of course. It doesn't have to be.
Dr. Mark Henry is a professor in TU Dublin and author of An Optimist's Guide to Ireland.
Moderate alcohol consumption can be, of course, a social facilitator. For me, that's the core strength. It facilitates and encourages engagement with others. To be frank, having the glass of wine, sitting there on a Friday evening watching Netflix is not the optimal outcome. It is, in fact, for better or for worse, going to the social club, going to the community centre, or meeting friends after work. That is where the opportunity for social engagement comes. That is where we develop as individuals and we develop bonds of friendship and those who we know we can turn to then when we're in times of need later in life. Of course, the pub can be a place to explore different perspectives. Danger on our phones these days of being served up a bubble of news that aligns with our existing perspectives. The joy of going to pub and having somebody, meeting somebody with a different perspective to explore their view of the world, to debate politics, to debate social development. All of this is good for our understanding of the world and for building trust, trust in other people and trust in others in our society. Irish people are great in this respect. The vast majority of us believe that other people in our nation are people we can trust. That's a valuable thing, because it actually means we look out for each other and people are there to support us. And Ireland as a whole benefits from that social capital. So even though it's a very micro thing, it has wonderful benefits, both for us as individuals and for society as a whole.
Recent research out of an 18-year study in Norway surprisingly suggests that drinking in your teens and 20s makes you more successful later in life.
Adolescents who binge drinked or who binge drink between 18 and 25 seem to do significantly better in certain respects in terms of promotions and take-home pay.
Dr. Brendan O'Shea is a GP in Kildare and Assistant Adjunct Professor in Public Health Primary Care in Trinity College Dublin.
It's a small study with a relatively small number of people, and in the context of alcohol, 18 years is actually quite short. Then there are also significant mental health issues that are associated with that pattern of drinking, including social withdrawal. It worsens depression. It usually makes anxiety a little bit better. There's nothing like several units of alcohol to make your anxiety better in those hours, but we understand the anxiety comes back more the next morning. When you look at the harms, the financial costs, the costs of trauma, of strife in households, the actual financial cost out of the domestic budget, the healthcare costs, they are absolutely staggering, and the human suffering that goes with it is absolutely huge.
According to American academic Scott Galloway, however, there's more damage to be done, for young people at least, by staying in than by going out.
In my view, the worst thing that's happened to young people is the anti-alcohol movement. The risks to your 25-year-old liver are dwarfed by the risk of social isolation. Think of all the amazing relationships you've had in your life and be honest. Did alcohol play a role? In sum, get out, drink more, and make a series of bad decisions that might pay off.
To be fair, I think he has some truths in terms of like going out there and making bad decisions.
Judy Wong again.
When you're young, you're meant to make so much like mistakes. You're meant to kind of go out and be silly. You're meant to wear the horrific short mini skirt in the height of the freezing cold air. Yeah, you're meant to almost break a leg in the walking on high heels with cobblestone footpaths. You're meant to kind of be a lad and just like be out there like looking at that girl from like a distance going, would she like to kind of chat to me, you know, and build up the nerves. Like, it's all, those are memories. Mm. Those are experiences. Like, that's what he's talking about. We have to create those moments, and we have to encourage the young to have those moments. And if it means like going out and having a little laugh and getting a little tipsy, that is perfectly A-okay. It's not to destroy our liver, but it's an experience of our young, youthful times. Because when we all look back, we need to have a laugh. Mm. And the only times we can have a laugh is if we create those moments.
And we think she has a point. That report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.